Covering the islands like the sun, reaching far and wide to everyone, beaming bright and standing tall above the rest. 50 and 40 AM.
This is the ZNS Radio Network. Junkanoo Talks is being brought to you by SuperValue, the Princess Margaret Hospital Foundation and Insurance Management. Listeners are invited to call in using our local lines, and for our family island listeners, our toll-free number.
Hello! Who's in the morning?
Junkanoo Talks! Junkanoo
Talks. Let's go, man. Time to get out the gate. Pick up them drums. Let's go. Drum run. Let's go.
Junkanoo.
It's now time for the number one show on the Bahamas Radio Network. Welcome to another edition of Junkanoo Talks, the only program that discusses the unique cultural expression
that is Junkanoo
in a nationwide forum. And here's your guide to the world of Junkanoo, Mr. Jackson Burnside.
Good morning, Bahamas. Good morning, Junkanoo world. Well, I gotta tell you, this is a very, very special morning. This is our 500th show. That means 500 Saturdays ago, give or take a special occasion when we couldn't be on the air live, Junkanoo Talks began its work here, and I say work, at ZNS. We moved to ZNS to follow Charles Carter's Bahamians. And 500 shows later, you are still demanding that we present this story of the Bahamas, this story about the rich genius of our people that is most vividly represented by the design and creativity of our people as we parade in that phenomenon we call Junkanoo. Now, this spirit of the Junkanoo is expressed consciously and subconsciously and in many aspects of Bahamian life. Junkanoo plays a most important role in developing the Bahamian culture, the social environment, and the economic environment. But so much more can be done. So much more can be done so that this design and creative spirit can be seen in every aspect of our life publicly, and working for us in our schools, in our businesses, in our churches, in our resorts, in our restaurants, in our marketplace. All over the Bahamas, the genius of our people, we just need to bring it out. And that's what we have been talking about. And when we started this show 500 shows ago, I almost said 500 years ago, because sometimes it feels like that. When we started this show, so many people say, where you think you're going with that? That won't last more than 3 months past Junkanoo, which for them was January 1st. And so by this time, many years ago, 10 years, 12 years ago it is now, by this time, we would have been off the air waiting for another Junkanoo season. Well, we've come to learn through this show and so many other things that happen in our Bahamas that Junkanoo season is alive and well every day in the spirit of our Bahamian people. But there's so much more that we can do. And that's what this show has been talking about, enlightening us to cause us to think about what the Sharks can become. The Sharks can become this modern art and creative industry centers. So much so that culture and creativity, if we can restore and renew and recover what Reverend Charles Wallace was talking about on Bahamians this morning, if we could recover our roots, if we can get to the source of our inspiration, we can make an industry that would become the real third pillar of our economy. that the creative genius of our people could be expressed in so many ways that we can develop industries in film and animation and fashion and furniture and architecture and environmental design and in graphic design and interior design, etc., etc., etc. That's what we're going to talk about this morning. And that's how big Junkanoo is, and that's how wide it is. And all y'all who feel like this ain't about Junkanoo, hang on to your seat because you're in for a rough ride, because we aren't apologizing, and the next 500 shows will be about educating all of us, including me, about how brilliant we are, about how blessed we are, about how special we are, and who says we can't be special, and who says we can't be genius, and who says we can't look at ourselves and say, hey, good looking, damn, you look good. Hello.
What you got cooking?
Hello. What you got cooking? I got Charles Carter cooking this morning. And look here. This is a very special show. 500 shows ago, we started on this radio show. We had a number of shows before that. And that's why I say 12 years. We had a number of shows. And we started out at More FM. And we give thanks to the Sanders family for giving us I start because they had the confidence, particularly Mr. Henry Sanders. He had the confidence in us to give us the space. When others said, man, ain't nothing to that. That ain't gonna happen. Ain't nobody won't listen to that. Look here, we got a lot to talk about this morning. Call your friends. Call everybody you know who's fast asleep. Call Chrissy Love. Somebody call her for me. Tell her, wake up, because we got Charles Carter on Junkanoo Talks, and we're celebrating our 500th show. Good morning, Bahamas. Be back in a moment.
You know, Super Value shoppers are enjoying the nicer weather, the longer days, and the store full of spring break specials like Rainbow Corned Beef 12-ounce cans, 2 for $3. 5 pounds par excellent parboiled rice, $2.99. Libby's whole kernel corn or sliced beets, 99 cents. Hawaiian punch, 64-ounce size, 2 for $5. And U.S. choice boneless chuck steak or roast, only $3.99 a pound. Plus quality stamps, but only at Super Value, the Bahamian supermarkets.
Were you aware that one of the finest certified teaching hospitals in the region is right here in the Bahamas? Princess Margaret Hospital has been certified by the University of the West Indies as a teaching hospital since the 60s, and since 1997 has graduated over 60 physicians fully qualified in general medicine. Let's keep it that way. Support the Princess Margaret Hospital Foundation. Miracles in progress.
You're looking for the widest and best selection of Bahamian art? Then visit Dungalik Studios Art Gallery in the stunning Bahamian architecture of Marina Village, Paradise Island. Dungalik Studios is a fascinating one-stop shop for Bahamian art, originals, and reproductions. We got paintings, we got sculpture, we got prints, we got music, and so much more. Stop in or telephone us at 363-1313. Dungalik Studios is showing off Bahamian art to Bahamians, visitors, and the world, because we love the Bahamas.
Super Value and Aqua Pure are asking you to make a contribution to the Bahamas Haiti Relief Fund.
Super Value et Aqua Pure mandeo ba avec cœur et poche lorsque ba yon contribution à Bahamas Haiti Relief Fund.
Till April 28th, when you purchase a 5-gallon bottle of water at $4.29, Super Value and Aqua Pure will donate 40 cents to the Bahamas Haiti Relief Fund.
Lorsque vous achetez une 5-gallon bouteille bleue au prix de $4.29, Super Value et Aqua Pure a bail donation 40 centimes de chaque achat offert à Bahamas Haiti Relief Fund.
Plus, you can put your spare change or make a special contribution in the Helping Haiti 5-gallon bottles in every store. Haiti needs every penny it can get, and we can all help.
En plus, vous capable bail contribution avec change pour gagner. Déposez-le dans 5 gallons bouteilles qui display dans tout store Super Value.
The Super Value and Aqua Pure Helping Haiti Drive. We can help. Thank you.
Nous tous capables d'aider. Merci.
And we're back. We're back on the air. We're on the air with Charles Carter. Charles, welcome to Junkanoo Talks.
It's a pleasure being with you. I wish I had your energy this morning. I told you we ought to quit now. After that opening statement, I don't think there's anything more that we could say that will improve this show. honestly, we should just play music and go home.
Well, let's say goodnight. Unfortunately, our listeners expect an hour and a half of them, and I've already said that Charles Carter brings something special.
Well, I don't know. Let me just say this first, though. Jackson, congratulations on your endeavors. Most people, you know, people hear things on the radio. They hear these shows on Saturday morning. And just a few weeks ago, I came to the conclusion that a lot of people who should know better don't know at all. First of all, most people do not appreciate what happens on ZNS on Saturday mornings. I am particularly in love, even though I have my own radio station. I have always been in love with ZNS on Saturday morning because in 1968, mm-hmm. I started the Young Bahamian Show right in this very room.
Yes.
And I told you that when I come in here, I always got to stop and look at this room. Look at the ghosts in this room. Because Joseph Spence performed in this room.
Yes.
Sidney Poitier was in this room.
Bob Marley.
Bob Marley was in this room. I mean, it's just incredible the number of people I interviewed in this room. And unfortunately, most of the works that I did during that first period here at ZNS got lost because the people who were left behind did not appreciate the value of what. Just think, all the debt that ZNS has right now
could be wiped out. Right?
Could be wiped out with that Bob Marley interview that I did.
Yes.
That put Christianity, St. Agnes against his Rastafarianism, whatever it was. Me and him had an argument.
Yes.
And he was so delighted with that argument. In the hour when we finished, he was jumping up and down.
Yes.
It was one heck of an interview.
Yes.
All right? And I just say, boy, if we had that tape right now,
all
the debt that ZNS has, the money that the government and the public are investing in ZNS, your taxpayer pays money and mine, pays to support this institution.
Yeah.
And when this institution does not perform up to standard, you know, it's a dereliction of duty.
Mm.
You know, so ZNS is always something very, very special. But being back in this room, I first of all got to stop and just look at the ghosts, listen to them, say hello, and tell them I'll join them soon. Now, what you do here every Saturday morning, or what happens here every Saturday morning, is no less than a miracle. Honestly, Jackson, I listen to you, and I'm so proud of you. You're my cousin, and I'm proud of that, too. But more importantly, I'm proud of the fact that you are so very proud of the fact that you're a Bahamian. You celebrate it every Saturday morning.
We love
morning.
The Bahamas.
Yeah, we love the Bahamas. But people say they love the Bahamas. They use the Bahamas. Mm. But they're not creating the Bahamas that we all ought to love. They're not celebrating the parts of the Bahamas that are worth preserving that we ought to celebrate. They're not establishing for their children and their grandchildren, you know, what it is about the Bahamas that would make those children and grandchildren want to be here on a Saturday morning, want to celebrate the specialness of Bahamians. And I always say, it's like what I wrote in that piece on Charles Wallace this morning, that the hopeful Bahamian that we were, and we were hopeful, you know, from 1834. We were hopeful before that, because the Bahamians who were deposited in this country, when they came in here, the majority of us as slaves, most of that, and quite a number as liberated Africans, we did not realize that God put us in paradise. And we did not realize that this was Eden. We did not realize that what we had here in the Bahamas nourished a culture that is world-renowned. We did not realize that we were world-class long before we would know what that meant. Long before Sydney, long before Andre, long before Tony, long before all the greats that came out of this little group of people. Bahamians don't realize how special they are because we've been punching above our weight class for so long. You know, we expect to be, you know, if Bahamian became heavyweight champion of the world tomorrow,
been there before, done that.
Yeah. Because every day you walk on Bay Street, you see genius. And I know you see it in your shacks because you see Bahamians in there when they flower. And that's why you've extended the junk canoe, the paradigm. And you said, wait a second. That isn't just us for a season. That's us all the time.
Yeah, but we can't continue
to take for granted those things that are of such value. I mean, I listened to you and Apostle Wallace this morning, Charles Wallace.
We're losing.
And he was
talking
about the setting up and why it happened. Yeah. How many young people can explain about the papaw leaf and the oleander flower that they put under the body and then the body had to be buried in the next day, and how the setting up went out all through the night, and how the children were in bed by 2 o'clock, and the, then the barroom set up, and then the rhyming song started, and that music that came as a result of that, and the rhythms that came as a result of that. How many of us recognize that that same music and that same chanting and those same rhyming songs went to America on the projects and infused the South, and the South heard it, and it went up north as the African Americans went to the north, and they built it in Detroit and built it in Chicago and New York, and then sent it back to us and selling it to us as rap music, and we think it come from them. You know, how many of us understand how rich we are and why that connects to Junko? No, you see, because sometimes I get a caller who dares to call in here and say, why y'all talking about those things? You know, that ain't Junko, no. You know, and I keep trying to say to them that what we have is so much richer than just the beating of this goatskin drum on Bay Street and shaking the bells and putting some Chinese feathers on our costume that are in the heart and soul. If you come naked, you come richer than all those jewels.
You know, a part of the, one of the songs this morning is the Pretoria.
Yes.
Right.
The
Bahamians told stories.
Mm-hmm.
We are a storytelling culture. We have always told stories, and we encapsulated our literature in song, and so the Pretoria is one of those great moving three-part a trilogy of a tragedy that took place, and they sang it. In those field recordings that were made in 1958 with John Roberts leading Moody Brown and Charles Wallace. And when you hear them, and as they develop the different parts to that, and realize that this is a high art form that was practiced in the bush, that was practiced, you know, on the sea, on the mud. This is high art that was done just naturally by Bahamians. And we have done things so naturally.
And pretentiously.
That's exactly right. And just made high art. And you're right. And that was rapping then.
You know of course.
It's just so beautiful. We've lost a part of the Bahamas, and I really wish. You know, the value that I will have for this society in my view is that these recordings that I'm making now are under protection. These will be here for my children, my grandchildren. One of these days, they're going to want to know what I used to carry on about. Why is the Bahamas? Well, one of these days,
but other people's children and grandchildren will want access to these too.
Yeah, no,
and
they
have to find ways.
They will have access to it, but you know, sooner or later, whoever you are, I mean, you could have the soul of an ape, but you will try and try to put purpose to your life, especially when you get older. You say, you know, what makes me what I am? How do I define myself? If I go someplace, how do I tell people what it is to be a Bahamian? What makes me a Bahamian? And I feel that the body of work that you've done, you and Arlene, and her recordings, the body of work that I have, and I've kept all my recordings under lock and key now, and I've got 500 as well, okay? I'm at that pinnacle as well since 1997, And now, when I came back to ZNS and into broadcasting, you know, they'll have a rich library because that program that you heard this morning will be available forever, ever more. That's why you hear us, you know, asking people to support it. To, you know, if you like the program, you want a copy, buy it because it takes a lot of money to produce this program. It takes a lot of money to produce your program, and that's why I say people take a lot of things for granted. They have a Jackson Burnside, you know, here on a Saturday morning, every Saturday morning, and they're enthralled and thrilled by this program. But there's a lot that goes into it. There's a lot of work that you and Arlene have put in over these many, many years to create that.
And we could be doing something else
on
a Saturday morning.
Not only that, but, I mean, honestly, to have this happen, especially every Saturday morning, I think speaks volumes to your dedication, speaks volumes to your investment in the future of this country. Everybody's talking about now, but believe it or not, what you're doing is for the future of this country. You're building for the future. You know what I mean? This and by recapturing the past, what I've done is kept the treasure trove for our country, for the future, as parts of our culture. You know, one of these days we're going to become curious, and one of these days they're going to come back to that same program we heard this morning, and somebody's going to say, ah, and that's going to give them an inspiration or some glimmer of understanding as to how very special
we are. But hopefully, Charles, also the work that we do, you do, and Arlene does, and I do, and so many other Bahamians who are sensitive to the richness of our culture, hopefully that will inspire others to go and ask their ancestors, to ask their parents and ask their grandparents about their story. So many young Bahamians believe that they have no story. So many young Bahamians listen to you or listen to me or listen to Arlene or whoever it is, Patty McCullis or Cleveland Enos, and they say, oh, they have something so special that's different from me. And because they take for granted the stories of their Grammy and their Grandpa. I talk about Grammy and Grandpa all the time, because in every one of our Grammys and Grandpa is a very rich and unique story that we have to pull out of them to tell. And I don't understand why in our schools and in the College of the Bahamas, we don't have a department of Grammy and Grandpa somehow. You know, a discipline that digs into what the outside toilet produce, you know? See, if you think that what it produced was
excrement,
doo-doo, then you will treat it like it has no value. But
you know, it's interesting.
But if it's manure, then you will make it fertilizer.
That's
and
exactly
it will fertilize
right.
And grow us. I mean, and I use that deliberately because, you know, it's something that we discard so much of what we have, like it is nothing.
Yeah, we throw ourselves away.
We throw it away.
You know, earlier this week, you and I talked, and we spoke, and we were talking about what we about today, and when you invited me to come on, and I was trying to tell you a phrase in relation to my own parents and grandparents, and I couldn't remember what it was. It occurred to me afterwards, and I wasn't going to call you back and tell you I had a senior moment. the older I get, the more intelligent my grandparents become.
Yes.
And I was just saying, Jesus, that means I was dumb. And I didn't know I was dumb. And the worst kind of dumbness in the world to have, the worst kind of ignorance is to be dumb and don't know you're dumb.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, so many of us through life are dumb, but don't know. There's so many things we don't know about ourselves, and there's so many things that we don't appreciate about the people who preceded us. I mean, you know, I've been reading something about liberated Africans this week for a program I'm doing in a couple of weeks. And, you know, they came into this country with skills.
Yes.
They came in this country with character. They came into this country with culture. We call them slaves. We don't talk about slavery or race and those things in this country because, you know, we're all awkward.
Yes, and we act as if they had no dignity.
We act as if they had no personality. We act as if they had no humanity.
Yes.
And that is what I say to people when I go back to those field songs, and I say, you know something? Bahamians are a spiritual people. Yes. Bahamians celebrate and have always celebrated who they are. That's why when we want to go back to our culture, we go back to Andrus, we go back to Cat Island, we go back to earlier forms of Bahamians. And what were they doing? Celebrating. What did they have? They had what they could put their hands on.
Yeah.
But they realized that the Creator left it for them. And they wanted for nothing. There was rich heritage in this country. People live better in this country. People live longer in this country. People live happier in this country when we had less than
we have today.
We have today. Yes. Isn't that ironic?
And the creativity that came as a result of them having less produce food and our clothing and our shelter in such a way that we made a unique and distinctive style that caused the rest of the world to pay attention to us.
Listen, you know, Deacon Wiley, all right, in Matthewtown, Inagua, all right?
Deacon Henry Wiley.
Deacon Henry Wiley.
Yes.
A blind man.
A blind man.
Who had 18 children. Boy, if you could have seen, he would have populated the world.
But
his offspring,
yes,
have flowered all over the eastern seaboard of the United States.
Speak.
They are judges. They are lawyers. They are doctors. They are theologians. They are college professors. They are you. They are me. They are fantastic. Matthewtown in Nagua had more civilization 100 years ago,
yes,
than we have in Nassau in 2010.
We have to take a break. I know there's a caller on the line. We will come to you shortly, but you know, a few weeks ago when I discussed this show with Arlene and we tossed around who we could have to help us celebrate this 500th show with us, we tossed around a few names who, you know, obviously can't call, but we tossed around a few names and we hit on Charles Carter. And Arlene wrote me back an email saying, yeah, those others would be fantastic too, but none other could be as good this morning as Charles Carter. Mm-hmm. We're proud to have Charles celebrating with us on our 500th show. This is 500 shows on ZNS. We've been on the air this year, would make 12 years. And we are rolling. Junkanoo Talks. We'll be back in a moment.
You know, this is a crazy world sometimes, and I believe insurance management exists to put a little sanity into it. Take your home, for example. Besides hurricanes, flood damage, fires, and the like, it could get broken into, and that's bad news. The good news is, insurance management makes home protection a priority with the most dependable protection in the Bahamas. It's how they've earned their good reputation. Insurance management, coverage you can rely on.
Attention, teachers in Nassau and the Family Islands. Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind, outside-the-classroom creative learning experience tailored specifically for your students? How about a ride-and-learn tour from Educulture, featuring themes from transportation to history, from culture to marketing? Let the trained educators at Educulture design a tour to fit your curriculum and provide a worry-free field trip, including all transportation and trained tour guides. Choose from morning or afternoon tours for preschool to college students. Call 328-DRUM today, that's 328-3786, and give your students a customized field trip to remember.
I come to get me.
Looking for the perfect Bahamian gift? Like an inside look at Junkanoo? Want to know more about our culture?
I come to get me.
I've Come to Get Me is the definitive book on the Junkanoo Festival. Superbly written by Arlene Nash Ferguson, with scores of colorful pictures, it's the insightful behind-the-scenes look at Junkanoo. Available at Dungalik Studios on Village Road. Get a copy today.
I come to get me.
Island Delight is your whole meal deal. Buy Island Delight products in the canned food section of your local grocer and get Island Delicious mixed vegetables, sweet peas, sweet corn niblets, fruit cocktail, sliced peaches, and three varieties of mackerel coming in tomato sauce, spicy, and brine. All for only 99 cents each. You heard me right, 99 cents each for a limited time. Island Delight, your whole meal deal. Distributed by Island Wholesale and available everywhere.
Australia. And we're back. We're back on the air and we're live with Charles Carter. We're celebrating our 500th show. There are some callers on the line already. You can join us, 325-5403, 325-5404, 325-5405. And I say good morning to my co-host, Arlene Ferguson, who's here. Arlene, you come to celebrate your 500th year
I'm holding up good, eh?
You're looking good. Damn, you're looking good, girl, for 500 years.
But listen, just in case I don't get a chance to say this again, mm-hmm. because I will have to fly. Mm-hmm. I came here specifically this morning to congratulate you, as I heard Charles doing as I was coming in, on really what has been a...
Congratulate us.
Yeah, but the reason why I congratulate you specifically is because... You, when we started Junkanoo Talks, as we have often said, many people never thought we would get past the first Christmas. Mm-hmm. And you had a vision for what you thought this show could be beyond the Junkanoo parades. And I think it is because of your insistence on the high standard, on maintaining a high standard of discussion that incorporates Junkanoo into the broader picture of who he is. As Bahamians has led to us really, I believe, making a tremendous impact on the cultural landscape and by extension on the Bahamas. And I don't think the Bahamas culturally, even though we bemoan the foreign influences that are still coming in, I honestly don't think culturally that the Bahamas is where it is to where it was in 1998, before Junkanoo Talks. And a lot of that has to do with you and the fact that you refuse to compromise your standards. You refuse to let this deteriorate into a rowing show over who can win and who can lose mm-hmm. and discussing the competition all year. And mm-hmm. so I take my hat off to you. I am really honored to have been a small part of that. And I just wish that Junkanoo Talks will continue for 500 more shows and beyond.
Well, Ali Nash, let me just say too, you've been a very unique part of Jackson's passion as well, because I mean, people remember you in your earlier incarnations, you know, mm-hmm. and at St. John's and all that, and it's always been, you know, Mr. Nash's daughter on top of the hill mm-hmm. always had a sense of who she was, mm-hmm. And I think the most important thing about the two of you is that you are such defined people. You're not scraping around. You're not aping. You're not emulating. You are trying to appreciate who you are right now, mm-hmm. so that you are able to help other people to appreciate who they are. Mm-hmm. And you've redefined this thing called Junkanoo. Mm-hmm. Well, let's put it this way: you've defined it correctly. Mm-hmm. You defined it as. Not a parade, mm-hmm. not just a celebration, not a time of year, mm-hmm. and not just a period of exaltation. Mm-hmm. It is more than all that. It mm-hmm. is telling the story of the Bahamas. It mm-hmm. is visualizing and articulating the culture of the Bahamas. It is appreciating who we are in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. And more importantly, it is projecting a view of the Bahamas that we must you know, keep climbing towards.
Amen.
You know what I mean?
And I'd like to believe.
Beautifully said. Amen.
Charles, I'd like to believe that we're provoking our whole community
yes.
to have an appreciation of the value of ourselves so that we reclaim
right.
the innovation and the creativity that has made us so special.
But Jackson, you know, it's almost an occupational hazard in your case. You're redesigning. You're an architect. You're redesigning.
And
right now, you know, You may be dealing in mortar and sand and cement,
mm.
but you're dealing with that most imperfect of mortar, sand and cement, the human spirit.
Mm. Mm.
And if we could capture that, capture yeah. the essence of what is good in this country,
yeah.
we will always be proud to be Bahamian.
Let's yes. see if we could capture these Absolutely. Callers who've been waiting and holding on for a while. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Ms. Ella.
Uh-huh.
How you doing?
That's Charles Carter.
That's Charles Carter.
Carter, he don't know me. He actually know me. I was the Monkey Man mother.
I know you before you had Monkey Man. Right? You forget I used to come down Cat Island when Oscar Johnson was campaigning. First
oh,
time.
Yes. I love Zelda Charles Carter. I had a wonderful wedding. Zelda's and I have a special with Zelda's because my name is Ella Lyme on Zelda's. But I married a Tyson, Louis Tyson. Charles Carter, I'm a married woman now.
Okay, Miss Tyson.
Well, good. That makes you legal.
Yeah. I mean, I am. come on this morning, but he call. I have a cousin that I disturbed, you know.
Yeah.
And I come over, they give him my sympathy. Whose husband died? The two of them from one from the bite, the husband from the bite, and she from right here, Dumfriesket Island.
We saw the head at.
Yeah, yeah. Dumfriesket Island, and the daddy had to call my grandmother Auntie. Oh. So I give my respect to the family them and the root and the children them. And I wanted to know, to tell the undertaker what can bury him. So I can hear the singing. Undertaker, undertaker, please drive slowly the root husband to the graveyard. Undertaker, undertaker, please drive slowly.
Thank you, Ms. Ella. Thank you so much. Ms. Ella is very, very special, and you know, we give condolences to all those folks that she mentioned this morning. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Jackson Super Burnside.
Morning, morning, Vanessa.
And good morning to Ali and Nat Ferguson.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning to my former member of Parliament for Holy Cross.
Yeah, man. How are you? Good morning to you.
All right. Mr. Carter, boy, you bring back so much memories. I remember sitting down in the front room with my mom and father, mom and daddy, and all of my brothers when you was interviewing Bob Marley.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget that, Mr. Carter.
Yeah.
And that was so inspiring for the country. You know, when his headness was run, he wasn't really one, but Nontana and this, and not even Nontana was run, but everybody.
So you were one of those kids who used to get mad at me because I interrupt Sesame Street.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I'll never forget that day when you interview Bob Marley, man. But Mr. Carter,
yes,
are you saying they don't have an old tape about that?
No. Unfortunately, a lot of the work has gotten lost.
Stop that, man.
Yeah.
They don't have a tape about it?
No, unfortunately, a lot of work has gotten lost. And it's only because they were incorrectly stored. There have been many changes of administration, so
yeah.
I mean, there's nobody specifically to blame. It doesn't come down to a blame game.
Yeah, sir.
But unfortunately,
yeah, but they should keep that man.
Yeah, unfortunately, that won't happen now because we have a better sense of history nowadays.
Sir. Yeah, Mr. Burnside.
Yes, sir.
People like, let me tell you, I have some fans out there who I just love to hear their voices. People like Patty Roker, Debbie Bartlett, Charles Carter. What the fella name who went to star now? Who was our ambassador?
Ed Bethel.
Ed Bethel. Man, listen. When I hear those poisons voices on the airwaves, it always is inspiring me. I love to hear people like Mr. Carter them on the radio. And these jokers, no disrespect, these are the people who are coming up now. They ain't get the voice of the country like how Mr. Carter and Mr. Kelsey Johnson them had the voice for the people, because you just used to sit down and just listen and just be, you know, energized when you listening to these poisons, man. So I got to commend Mr. Charles Carter, my former member of Parliament. I know your member of Parliament is over, eh? You won't come back that way, sir.
Sound like a question.
thank you, Minister.
After y'all run me out of Nassau Village, I ain't coming back. You know, a lot of people, Jackson, always comment on the old broadcasters.
Yes.
And you got to remember now, that was the day when ZNS was the only radio station in the country.
Oh, yeah.
So as a result, you know, I get these old people walk up to me and say, I used to be in Long Island. I used to listen to you when I was a little girl or a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
And you look good for your age.
Yeah.
And I say, man, you forget when you were young,
I was young too. Go back to the phone lines. Good morning.
Morning, my respect to all of you in the studio.
Thank you, sir.
And I want to congratulate you on your 500 series, Mr. Carter. How are you, sir?
Morning.
Mr. Carter, I'm old enough to remember you from the Young Bohemian Show at Hilltop Tavern, Kermit Roll, doing the Young Bohemian Show there.
Yep.
I'm going to talk some history. I'm old enough to remember you interviewing the great Captain Raleigh Gray and his famous Tidal Wave.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I'm old enough to remember you just a few weeks ago I heard you interview my one of my mentor in Barrataria. That is Mr. Raymond Lloyd.
Ah, excellent. You know, those men you're talking about were real men.
Thank you.
And they were leaders in our community. It
still,
was a time
he still
when...
Is, he still is a leader. He's 92.
Yeah, no, the one thing I like about the old Bahamas and the kind of tribes we were in those days, the kind of villages we had, the kind of settlements we were, that we always had men we looked up to and men who earned our respect. They weren't in parliament. They weren't in professional offices. These were just men who were concerned with the community, who you talked with and who you wanted to be like. Yes. The Bahamian of my day didn't have to go to America or to Europe to look for heroes. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I had Mr. Nash on the Hill. You know, I had Mr. Adley on the Hill. Mm-hmm. I had Uncle Jack and so many great members of my family mm-hmm. around who I wanted to be like. And mm-hmm. so those two men that you mentioned were like that. Mm-hmm. We still
while
have
I,
them.
While I do believe that the Bahamas have grown tremendously, and we do have the intellect, but the connection with wisdom, persons like Clarence Bean, Milo Butler, they were men with wisdom. I'm even old enough to remember you and Brother Barry getting it on years ago. I listened to the interview you had also with Mother Rachel Maxey, a virtuous woman of God. You know, and we cannot let those values go, Mr. Carter. I know you're getting down in age, but Mr. Carter, we're calling on you. We got
wait
to.
Wait a second. hey.
You have to restore. Yeah.
Hang on. I am here on, you know, Jackson Burnside's show.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
He is celebrating August ages. All
yes,
right.
Sir.
I am not. people are always surprised that I. They always look at me when they say, you know, hey, I remember you when I was a kid, and I still look like a kid. I still am. So speak for yourself, Brother Larry.
All right. So I have one more point, sir. Yeah. I have one more point. I called last week, and I cannot go without saying this, and I mentioned your name on Mr. Jackson's show. There's a choir that Reverend Sanders have in downtown Barrataria.
And I heard that. I agree with you. That choir should get on the air and... I will be in Exuba sometime over the next couple of months.
I am trying to wake a strategy to see if we can get all the Baptist churches. I'm seeing see how best it can work. I'm not talking behalf. I'm just thinking and trying to see if I can use my influence and have a combined choir. But I'm quite sure that choir in downtown Barrataria will be a part, and I think they will do some whooping to the rest of the island.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate you calling. Well, let's move on. Good morning.
A godly day to you, voice along with you and your guests, Jackson, of course, and Arlene and your producer.
Morning, Braman.
Braman, I guess this is your 500th show, too.
Well, that's what I'm calling for. Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Yes,
and Jackson, you know, some time ago I had said to you to tape all the shows so you could have them. I wonder, I've never heard you mention that you does it, but I wonder if you had done it.
We have, I would say we have 480 plus shows.
99%.
Yeah.
Okay, that's wonderful. That's beautiful, man. Hey, Charlie, what's happening, man?
Man, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm holding, thank God, going through it, but thank God, in spite of.
All right, Braman, thank you so much for calling.
Let me say something, Charlie. Charlie.
Yeah?
What I want you to do for me is tell Frank, because Frank did give me
Hey, Braman.
Hey.
Man, call Frank, man. Thanks.
You know,
that's a personal one. I'm sorry. You know, let's keep moving on. Good morning. The phone lines are lighting up. 325-5403, 325-5404, 325-5405. From the Family Islands, 1242-300-8255. Thank you so much for holding Family Island. Talk to us. Hello, Family Island.
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
Morning, Mr. Burnside.
Morning, sir.
Yeah, this is Nino in Ragged Alley.
Nino, man. Nino Francis, how are you, man?
Yeah, I just called to use this opportunity to tell Mr. Carter hello. I know him for a very long time. Me and his son grew up together playing tennis. He can remember me from then, Nino and Brian.
Of course I remember the Francis boys.
Yes, right here I'm in Ragged Alley.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm not coming back that big. I don't
I don't blame you, my friend.
Yeah,
down
that side is like Vietnam to me, so I decided to stay up here forever.
Yeah. Well, you keep heaven, and you keep heaven heavenly, okay?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, Nino, are you playing tennis on the Ragged Islands?
No, no, I'm just thinking about tennis.
and catching that fish.
It's nothing down here that we can, you know, do anything like that. We just knock on the wall now. We don't have any rackets or anything.
That's good, man.
So it's a little rough down here, but, you know, we're going to make it.
Good.
All right, thank you so much.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate your call.
All right, man.
Good morning.
Hello.
Morning.
Morning.
Hey, wait, what's the funny girl?
Hey.
How you do?
Hey, girl, because one of my big fans up in there today. My big, big fan, Mr. Charles Carter.
How you doing, sweetie?
Then Charles Carter used to be on the airways in the morning. I had to go to school at that time. And when I hear when a girl marry, I know I should have done being at least out the door to head to school because that was 9 o'clock.
Yeah, so you used to get to school late then?
Man, sometimes, you know, I was close, you know. I could have walked that fast. I was close, and I wonder if Charles got to remember. I could call two names to him and see if he could remember that. A big hunk of cake and Coca-Cola.
A big hunk of what?
A big hunk of cake and Coca-Cola.
I don't remember who that was.
Yeah, that was my niece. And this woman, Clark Lane, this Edith and Clark Lane, man, this Wally girl.
Oh, yeah. I know
then
who it
my
is.
My sister Alice had a first child.
Yes.
You know Sean in it.
Yes.
Well, his sister.
Yes.
When she born, mommy did want all a family name in that request.
Yes.
And then we talk to you and you say, only way you can do that if I get a piece of cake. So we was going to cut the cake. So mommy push us on the side. Say, let me cut this thing for Mr. Carter. And mommy went and half of that cake with your cake and a tall call, trouble call. And my sister, we didn't have no Carter, said she walk up to ZNF and bring that cake for you.
Yeah, I remember now. I do absolutely remember that.
That's right. And you was always my mentor with listening to you on the radio with all Focus. I remember watching you with Focus on TV.
Yes, I assume you remember that.
You remember Focus?
Yeah, I remember Focus.
I remember you with so many things, and you from traveling to different family islands, and you started so many music groups and singing and all of that. That's why, like, the caller call and say, but the old-fashioned gospel singing, we need to bring that back on the map again. We have to bring that back because that was good. They had also got gospel singing because I was listening to your show this morning.
Valley girl, I
every
can't give
Saturday
you...
morning, I listen to your show religiously.
Well, I appreciate
and never
it.
Say happy belated Bobby birthday to Miss Barton Martin, designed like myself, Miss Ferguson. And well, you all have a blessed girl. Day.
Thank you,
all
thank right. you so
Bye,
much.
Hi, Bishop Michael Eldon.
Thank you, Valley girl. The phone lines are lighting up, and we got to keep it rolling. Good morning, Family Allen.
Good morning, Jackson.
Good morning.
Mr. Carter and Mrs. Ferguson.
Good morning.
Calling all the way from Dumfries, Cat Island, right down the road from
you
the
and
tunnel.
Your ma, you and your ma making people jealous. Go tell Miss Ella.
Is that Naya?
Huh?
Yes, this
Naya.
Is
Naya. You and
what
Cat
you
Island.
What are calling?
Alive
you're supposed to be
well.
Going to, getting ready to go to this funeral right now.
I learned a couple new dance last night. The rake and scrape was live. That old-fashioned Russian from the gospel. The Cat Island Russia.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh Lord.
So you got it setting up. You got it on. I hope you got it on camera. You got
oh,
lots
of pictures.
Oh, but
you know, Facebook will be jumping.
thank you very much.
Facebook will be jumping.
Thank you very much.
So keep up the good work. You know, you guys are an inspiration to me, and I just love it. Saturdays are the days that I look. Saturday mornings are the times that I look forward to.
Thank you very much.
Educated.
And tell me,
Saturdays are the most unique period in Bahamian broadcast history.
Mm-hmm.
They're only PBS in the United States has a Saturday. Like ZNS has for a few hours every Saturday morning.
Wow.
We got to appreciate
High
what we
praise
have.
Indeed.
And we, what Jackson has done over his time here at ZNS, mm-hmm. and what I've done since 1968 mm-hmm. is rather unique.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, let me tell you something, you can't pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it isn't paid for. Mm-hmm. It's all volunteer work.
That's it.
All right? And so, you know, I'm here to celebrate with Jackson because I know the investments that he and Arlene have done personally to make this very, very special. And I'm here to make sure that people realize that this is unique and very, very special. If this were another country and if we were set up in a different kind of way, it would be a pleasure to say that they were getting paid to do what they have been doing for this country. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, we live in a country where voluntarism is sometimes not appreciated. Mm-hmm. All right? And we don't recognize value until it's 6 feet under the ground. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right? So I'm here to say to this country, if there's anything you can do to hold on to Junkanoo Talks on a Saturday morning, if there's any idea that you may have that would cause these wonderful people to be encouraged and want to stay the course, because it's rough, it's personally demanding, it carries a lot of responsibility. A lot of people take it for granted. But if there's anything you could do to encourage them, and these calls do encourage them, please keep it up. Because if it's gone, it'll be a part of our country that would be the poorer for it, and we will all be the poorer for it.
Whoa, so thank you, Charles.
I congratulate them.
Doctor.
Thank you so much.
If you could turn your radio up loud enough, you'll see my head growing.
Hello?
Hello?
Jackson, Mommy wanted to just let y'all know to say hi, because she's on the porch having some pear leaf tea trying to catch herself from dancing last night.
My good Elizabeth.
Show off now. Show off,
those ruckus. Oh, I know. I know those rushes. They are fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. I wish the whole country could see them, quite frankly.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Appreciate your call.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks. That was a great call. Good morning.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Hey, Brother Ed.
How you doing, sir?
All is good.
Man, you know I had to call. You know I had to call this morning. And good morning to you, sis.
Good morning, Ed. You know we reminiscing this morning, the water muddy.
How you know so good?
And I thought you might have been calling from Exuma.
Boy. Listen here, you know, Azidid was trying. Good morning, Mr. Carter. How you doing, sir?
Good morning. How are you?
All right, sir. Azidid was trying to jog Mr. Carter's memory, and he mentioned 1968. Now, I can jog his memory also, because I believe it was either 68 or 69. When we used to call him at ZNS to come down to Air Freight to pick up either one tape or sometimes dozens of tape to start the library.
Yeah.
Wow.
Remember, yeah. Mr. Carter?
What you mean? I tell you, part of my ghost is in ZNS. There's no extermination that could take me out of this place. And I even see some of the tiles I put up.
I tell you, and you know, I don't know. I can't remember whether at the time you were in charge of the library at that time or what.
No, but that was Noel Hamilton.
Okay, but you used to come down when we called sometime just for one tape, now this here we are some 40-odd years later.
Yes.
And we're the richer for it, you know.
That's a biblical 40 years, you know. 40 years has really been
on my mind
lately. It's a biblical 40 years. Yeah. If you stop and think what has happened in this country for 40 years.
Yeah.
I don't think this country has gone completely to hell. There's some things that we don't like about this country, and that's why Jackson and I do what we do on Saturday mornings.
Yes, sir.
Because you got to keep your head up, man. You got to keep, you know, looking at the rising sun, and there's a rising sun in the Bahamas.
Right.
And we could make good Bahamians, you know. We could, you know, it's a formula that creates good people as well as bad people.
As bad people.
We got to stop blaming governments, politicians. We got to stop blaming other people for what we should be doing in our homes.
Yes.
Right, you know what I mean?
Right.
Take responsibility for ourselves. That's exactly right.
That's right.
I mean, there's so many things.
Jackson, before I go, I just want to say again, congratulations for your 500 shows. Dr. Thompson and I put a prophecy out on you for 500 years.
Yeah, okay.
And that's half a century from now.
All right.
God's willing, and if he delay his coming, as Mr. Carter just made mention, Junkanoo Talks would still be alive. Let's put that out there.
All right. Thank you, Ed. I got to run to the final caller before we run to a break. I'm getting the signal already, so I got to move on. Thank you so much.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate your call.
Hi, Ed.
Hello, good morning. Hello? Hello? Going once? Going twice, I've gone to a break. Thank you so much. We're talking to Charles Carter. Be back in a moment.
Super Value hopes you enjoy the time change, the nicer weather, longer afternoons, and spring break specials like Carnation Evaporated Milk, large cans, 99 cents. Hunt's Ketchup, 36-ounce size bottle, $2.19. Hellmann's regular mayonnaise, 30-ounce jar, $3.99. Starkist tuna, 89 cents. And all-purpose potatoes in the 5-pound bag, only $1.89. Plus quality stamps, but only at Super Value, the Bahamian supermarkets.
Health costs are astronomical, not just here in the Bahamas, but all over the world. Despite these ever-increasing costs, every Bahamian can count on the Princess Margaret Hospital to provide world-class health care, whether you are rich or poor, insured or not. Hi, this is Dr. Miles Monroe, chairman of the Princess Margaret Hospital Foundation. Help us to help the Princess Margaret Hospital to help us all.
Let's keep it that way. Support the Princess Margaret Hospital Foundation. Miracles in progress.
You're looking for the widest and best selection of Bahamian art? Then visit Dungalik Studios Art Gallery in the stunning Bahamian architecture of Marina Village, Paradise Island. Dungalik Studios is a fascinating one-stop shop for Bahamian art, originals, and reproductions. We got paintings, we got sculpture, we got prints, we got music, and so much more. Stop in or telephone us at 363-1313. Dungalik Studios is showing off Bahamian art to Bahamians, visitors, and the world, because we love the Bahamas.
Super Value and Aqua Pure are asking you to make a contribution to the Bahamas Haiti Relief Fund.
Super Value et Aqua Pure mandeo, ba avec cœur et pochou, parce que ba yon contribution à Bahamas Haiti Relief Fund.
Till April 28th, when you purchase a 5-gallon bottle of water at $4.29, Super Value and Aqua Pure will donate 40 cents to the Bahamas Haiti Relief Fund.
Lorsque vous achetez une 5-gallon bouteille bleue au prix de 4,29 centimes, Super Value et Aqua Pure a bail donation 40 centimes de chaque achat offert à Bahamas Haiti Relief Fund.
Plus, you can put your spare change or make a special contribution in the Helping Haiti 5-gallon bottles in every store. Haiti needs every penny it can get, and we can all help.
En plus, vous capable bail contribution avec change pour gagner. Déposez-le dans 5 gallons bouteille qui display dans tout store Super Value.
The Super Value and Aqua Pure Helping Haiti Drive. We can help. Thank you.
Nous tous capables d'aider. Merci.
And we're back. We are live. We're live and we're talking to Charles Carter. Arlene Ferguson is here with me, of course. And Charles Carter, you know, has been making some very interesting observations. About so much about our culture. I wish this could go on for another two or three shows. This is very, very, very powerful. The phone lines have lit up on us, so we're going to go back to the phone lines. But before I go, I want to give away... I have two tickets for a Kiwanis boat cruise back to the 70s old school party, which will take place on Saturday the 17th of April. 2010, and I spoke to the Kiwanis AM on last Monday, and as a part of the thanks, they gave me these tickets. I unfortunately will not be able to attend this boat ride. I've got another engagement, but I want to give them away. So I'll give you the clue in a minute. I'm not going to give you the clue right now. You'll tell us in a minute, because you know the next thing you know, that's all we'll be talking about. But we'll give that to you in a minute. Good morning. Thank you for holding.
Good morning, Jackson. Good morning, Madam Principal, and good morning, Charles.
Good morning, sir.
FM.
I had to call. I've been listening. I simply want to call to extend my congratulations to you, Jackson, and also by extension to Charles for the role that he and his company plays. We know how important it is for the sponsorship of these kinds of shows.
But FM, don't leave Arlene out.
Huh?
Don't leave Arlene out. Just congratulations.
I said Arlene, Madam Principal.
Oh, yeah.
That's my way of recognizing her. She knows the history of that.
Oh, yeah.
You should try teaching me.
No.
His daughter.
He taught my daughter. And I'm very grateful for it, Charles.
Good morning, man.
The bottom line is this.
Who is now a doctor?
What you all are doing is most important to the development of our nation, the preservation of our history, the celebration of our people,
is what makes us a strong nation. And I congratulate all of you. And Jackson, if you said that this is Raymond's 500th anniversary show as well, or not anniversary show, but show.
Yes.
This is probably my 450th. So yes. I'm a chronic caller.
No,
I admit I am. But I only call shows that I have a serious support and respect for. And yours is one. Whenever I have the opportunity, I thank you for it. And keep doing the work that you're doing.
Thank
I think
you.
Is vitally important to the development of our people.
Thank you so much.
All the best.
Appreciate it. Good morning.
Jackson.
Raymond.
I wanted to make a point, but you didn't understood me. But what I want to say is, right, instead of me making the point anymore, you need to stop insulting people on the radio. Thank you,
Bremen. Appreciate it. Bremen, and this is for all the callers. You know, when we have a show like this, we're trying to stay focused on what we're discussing. We want to keep it light. I don't mean to insult anybody, but this is not the show to be making personal calls and asking the guests to send messages to their family and this and that. I mean, you know, I appreciate the connections, but unfortunately, that's not the way it works. Good morning. Thank you very much for holding. Hello.
Good morning, Mr. Jackson. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Congratulations. First time caller.
Thank you, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Carter.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Eileen.
Morning, sir.
Mr. Carter.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you can remember, about 5 or 6 years ago, you had Miss Eileen and her brothers on talk show.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
She say to you, she hear that she have some family in Eleuthera.
Oh.
But okay. I wanted to know this morning, is only 3 of us left as the first cousin of her father.
Really? Eileen needs to take notes.
More family.
which is myself and two, Minerva Bossfield and Vera Carey.
My goodness gracious.
Eileen.
John Cartwright funeral? Miss Eileen?
Yes, sir.
Was you to John's funeral?
No, sir. No, sir. I had mummy and I could not go. But I understand that he is our cousin also.
Yeah, he was related. We all was related to your father, which was brothers and sisters' children.
Look, I'm going to put you on hold.
Yes, please.
Because Eileen's just got to make this connection.
Please.
You know,
please.
She's so excited she got family in Eleuthera.
You just broke up the show.
Look, this is Junkanoo Talks birthday. I'm getting depressed.
Yeah, yeah.
Mr. Carter.
Yes, sir.
Tell him, please.
This Dave is in.
Dave is in?
Yes.
Wins his bite?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. You're back in the Bahamas?
You know, we have a lot to remember.
Yeah, you're back in the Bahamas. You had moved to Florida.
Yeah, in and out.
Okay.
Yeah, me and Eileen, our father was two first cousins.
Okay, go
Look,
on hold.
Hold on. I'm putting you on hold.
Yes, sir.
Eileen's going to pick up the Family Island line. When she does that, you give her all the information and Charles will be in touch with you as well.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Good morning. Thank you for holding.
Good morning, Jackson. How you doing?
Fine, thank you, sir.
Good morning, Eileen.
Yeah, Eileen is talking to her.
She's having a family reunion.
Yeah, newly discovered family.
And good morning, Mr. Carter.
Good morning to you.
Eileen, this is Rory. I'm just calling to... express our
hello. Did we lose Rory? Rory, sorry.
Right. I'm calling on behalf of one family to extend to both you and Eileen.
Yes.
Congratulations on behalf of our organization on a job well done. You've always been instrumental in developing people through Junkanoo, and Junkanoo Talks has been a great asset for us in that. Win. So thank you, and I hope you have another farm on the shows.
Hey, Rory, thank you so much, and I got to send you a message, even though I just chastised my friend Bremen for it. I haven't forgotten you.
No, all right.
All right.
No problem. I will link up soon.
Thank you very much again.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That was Rory Sanders, who is the chairman of One Family. Good morning.
Hello.
Morning, sir. You're live and on Junkanoo Talks. 500 shows.
Yes, congratulations, Jackson and Miss Eileen.
Thank you so much.
Yes, then Charles Carter, congratulations also.
Thank you.
I'm an old fan of yours. I don't know if you remember when you used to do the 6 to 10 show, and always feature some black artists, like two albums in the mornings. I was one of your most ardent fans.
Good.
And I remember you talking about the vicissitudes of life and the virtuosity of Jose Feliciano's guitar playing.
My goodness,
and when you came to the end of your program,
is
always the waning moments of the Charles Carter Show.
Yeah.
Well, you go way back.
Boy, let me tell you something. You go back before I even remember.
Well, maybe you might know me. Whitney Mortimer, I think I went to school with Frank Carter. I think he was my senior.
Oh, yeah? Okay, mm-hmm. Well, then I'm seeing you to both of you.
Well, congratulations, Dan, too.
Okay. Oh, you thought Frank was older than me, eh?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
But
most people do, actually.
But you know?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he acted as if he was older.
He still does. He always wanted to be the boss.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Thank you so much for calling.
Okay, sir. Goodbye.
Appreciate your call. Appreciate it. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, sir?
Fine. Thank you for calling.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Carter.
Good morning.
How you doing, sir?
Excellent.
This is your neighbor, man.
Oh.
In the 60s.
In the 60s.
When he used to live in Stapleton Gardens by Mr. Phillips, remember?
Oh, yeah. Hi. How
remember
are you?
Nautical Seminar?
Yes, right.
Okay. Yeah, I'm one of Nautical's sons.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mr. Carter.
Yes, sir.
As a Bahamian today, I'm quite sad. I mean, the 500 is a good number to buy, but I'm quite sad. I had an opportunity to go by the dock this morning at the Protestant Exchange, right? And what's going on out there, it's like, it isn't Bahamian, and it's like this entity is right in front of the Portiskey dock, at least on the exchange door, and it has more products than the products exchange, and it's not Bahamian. And it's sad. And I had an opportunity to walk out by the dock side, and there are these vessels that are being loaded. I heard three per week that go to Haiti, and it's just like we're just stripping this country for the survival of another country, and eventually we're going to be non-existent in our own land.
Well, you know, Carter, stick a pin, you know, because if we took more responsibility to guard and secure our cultural heritage, we could afford to exchange with others, and we could afford to be able to nurture that exchange in such a way that we could benefit by the export.
But at the moment, we
allow other people to come in and see the value of what we have that we ignore. They take the things that we allow to rot on the ground, and they polish them off. And then they make them valuable, and all we do is sit back and we grumble about it. Not saying that that's what you're doing, but that's certainly what we as a people are doing.
Yes, you must understand that in the Bahamas, we Bahamians, when we make a dollar, it's only a dollar. It doesn't manifest into 40 Haitian goat that makes a dollar, or 80 or 90 Jamaican dollars that make a dollar when they convert it into their cash.
Yeah.
You know, we must be cognizant of what's happening, because if you take any person from any jurisdiction whereby they only make, let's say, 5 cents, and you put them in a jurisdiction where they can make $50 a week, you find that these persons, when they get in this jurisdiction, they would outwork you, they would out everything with you, because they have a means of taking that money, as with buying numbers, you know, is a guarantee for every dollar they get. They get it back at home, it's like a winning, and their family feel good about them, and they feel good about themselves, while in the Bahamas, we cannot feel good about ourselves, because we don't have any avenues to take our $1, convert it into $90 or 40 Haitian gourd, and, you know, we can be like kings in our land.
But you know, I want to just say to you, I would love to have this conversation with you and take it further. This is a subject of a whole show, but I totally disagree with you, because everything we talk about taking our culture and polishing it and showing it off and putting it out there so that the world could see it is all about finding the value, seeing what we're looking at, seeing that rock that we could polish, and all of a sudden that rock is a diamond, and presenting it like a diamond in the right setting makes it valuable. And that's what we have to do with our people, with the spirit that we call our culture, with our environment, with our economy, with our education, with our business.
Yes.
So, you know, that's another show, but yes, God bless you for bringing
that
on.
And that's another, a worthwhile
another,
show, too.
Another thing before I leave, right?
Yeah.
When we look at what we have been and what drove our economy for so many years, tourism. You know, I spoke with my mom this morning, right, and she was quite sad, but she was really not on my run because she felt differently. But my aspect of it is that, you know, in this country that our tourism product is dead, you know. But then, like they say, around the world, she mentioned that, you know, there are other jurisdictions whereby, you know, their tourist product is dead also because of the passports, like the American passport that they have to get, like, a new passport and all of that, right? But in those jurisdictions, our tourism product is dead, and also the economy is dead, and it's not overcrowded with people, you know. See, we must understand that if we're going to even try to get back into this tourism thing, we would have to clear this town of all these people that are here illegally, because the town cannot be all booked with people. The streets are gridlocked. And when we have tourists come to town, they're not going to come here. They're not going to stay here because they can't get anywhere. Notice through the days when you try to drive around, it takes you an hour and a half to get across town. You know, that cannot work.
All right. Well, thank you. I think you've touched on so many issues that we have to discuss. Please give our best regards to Nnedi Kasimnet, your mom.
I definitely would.
We appreciate your call.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. We take our one more caller before we have to go to a break. Good morning. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Welcome.
I would call in to congratulate you for having a very good show.
Thank you, sir.
And a continuation of shows. My Saturday morning is usually spent between Carter Burnside and Miss Arlene Nash Ferguson.
Thank you, sir.
And I think it's a good thing to have the you doing so much, so many positive things for the projection of Junkanoo and its values. I must say that I'm a non-participant in Junkanoo. That's the only area of the Bahamian society I never got involved in. But I enjoy talking to you about it and having you talk to the Bahamian people and alert them as to what positive things that can come from the involvement in that event.
Thank you, sir. And I recognize your voice as one of the teachers who helped to nurture me and so many other Bahamians, and we thank you for it, because if it wasn't sometimes for your stern correction of some of the things we did, and your your direction, we wouldn't be where we are. So you can take credit for a lot that we've done. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. That was Sir Arlington Butler, one of our speakers of the House of Assembly. We got to run to a break. I know there's some callers on the line. I'm going to give them the first opportunity after I read the news to win these two tickets. If they can tell me who was our very first guest on Junkanoo Talks, and boy, should I do this? Should I make it complex? I'll just leave it at that. Who was our very first guest on Junkanoo Talks? They'll get the first shot at that opportunity, and if they can't get it, then you call in 325-5404, 325-5405. From the Family Islands, 1-242-300-8255. Must go to a break. Be back in a moment.
You know, this is a crazy world sometimes, and I believe insurance management exists to put a little sanity into it. Take your home, for example. Besides hurricanes, flood damage, fires, and the like, it could get broken into, and that's bad news. The good news is, insurance management makes home protection a priority with the most dependable protection in the Bahamas. It's how they've earned their good reputation. Insurance management, coverage you can rely on.
Junkanoo is a cultural mirror of the Bahamas with its roots stretching far back in time. Now, children of all ages can spend a morning or an afternoon at Educulture learning all about the wonderful story of Junkanoo, mastering the art of pasting and taking part in a mini rush out, perfectly tailored to fit in with all kinds of subjects like language arts, math, and social studies, this half-day Junkanoo workshop is available in morning or afternoon sessions, includes pickup and return bus transportation, and is perfect for students from preschool to college age. So call 328-DRUM today. That's 328-3786 to sign your class up for EduCulture's Junkanoo workshops.
Island Delight is your whole meal deal. Buy Island Delight products in the canned food section of your local grocer and get Island Delicious mixed vegetables, sweet peas, sweet corn niblets, fruit cocktail, sliced peaches, and three varieties of mackerel coming in tomato sauce, spicy, and brine. All for only 99 cents each. You heard me right, 99 cents each. For a limited time. Island Delight, your whole meal deal. Distributed by Island Wholesale and available everywhere.
I come to get me.
Looking for the perfect Bahamian gift? Like an inside look at Junkanoo? Want to know more about our culture?
I come to get me.
I've Come to Get Me is the definitive book on the Junkanoo Festival. Superbly written by Arlene Nash Ferguson with scores of colorful pictures, it's the insightful behind-the-scenes look at Junkanoo. Available at Dungalik Studios on Village Road. Get a copy today.
I come to get me. I'm a big in
my knee. 36, 37, 38,
Girl, 30. Where you going with all this Bounty towels and Charmin tissue paper?
Where, girl? Hey, girl, get me a new 2009 Kia.
Enter the Super Value Bounty and Charmin raffle today and win a 2009 Kia Cerato Sedan. Simply purchase Bounty towels or Charmin tissues, place your name on the back of the receipt, have your name drawn at the Saturday, November 1st raffle, and you win. See stores for details.
Well, at least leave some for some other people to buy.
Contest ends November 15th.
Only at Super Value, the Bahamian supermarkets.
And now, from the world of Junkanoo, here's news from the shacks.
Good morning, good morning. It's Saturday, March 20th, 2010, and we say happy birthday greetings to Desiree Cox, Dr. Desiree Cox, our Rhodes Scholar. Happy birthday. And to Dania Holder and to Gino Roll this week. Dr. Nicolette Bethel and Percy Waller-Francis of the Saxon Superstars has a birthday this week. If you see him, give him a shuffle. And Margot Virgil, happy birthday to all of you. Have a happy, happy birthday, every one of you. And One Family invites all members to be at the Gaza on Tuesday, March 23rd, because it's happy birthday to One Family. One Family on March 23rd, on Tuesday, will celebrate its 17th birthday. And that will be at 6 p.m., cutting the cake and all. There'll be some cake and some ice cream there. And and there will be folks who will be honored as well at that time for the contribution, I understand. So
One Family is an Aries?
One Family is an Aries, yeah. I never thought of it that way, but I guess so. That's interesting.
Yeah, One Family is Aries.
We like to think One Family is an aunt, you know. Yeah. Go to the aunt thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, you know. And we use the aunt as our logo, but it's sluggard. Interesting. Yeah. One Family is an Aries.
So am I. That's why I know.
The aunt is an Aries. Yeah. And it is Saturday, March 20th, 2010. And we are 40 weeks away from Bay. We're going to go back to our callers and we give them the first opportunity to win the Kiwanis Boat Cruise tickets back to the 70s old school party, which will take place on Saturday, the 17th of April, 2010. If you can tell us who was our first guest on Junkanoo Talks. Good morning. You get the first shot. Who was our first guest?
Good morning. I can't remember what...
All right.
I can't remember.
But you called for something else.
But I called to congratulate you and Junkanoo Talks and everybody who make Junkanoo Talks happen.
And includes you.
To continue the good work.
Thank you so much.
And to keep it up and to say to Mr. Carter.
Yes,
I could remember Mr. Carter used to go to Willard Parton Primary School. And most of the school used to wait across, looking across the wall, looking out. I think that was the upholstery shop.
Yeah.
On South Street.
Yeah.
See when Mr. Carter pulled up, because he was one of the heroes of our school. Seeing that he was used to be on the radio and the television back in the day. So congratulations to you.
I used to go to Quarry Mission School where Miss Francis and Miss Love and Miss Gibson, all them Fort Hill people used to teach me.
Yeah. I went to Mother Donaldson.
You went to Mother Donaldson?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Good stuff.
Well, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate you for calling in and having those memories and make a note of those memories, if only in a notebook, so that so at some point your children and grandchildren and nieces and nephews could have a source of that inspiration. Good morning. Thank you for calling. Do you have the answer?
Morning, sir.
Morning. Who was our very first guest? Do you have that answer?
No, sir. I'm calling in connection with something else.
All right. Thank you.
Jackson, I want to congratulate you all on the 500th anniversary.
Thank you.
And Jackson, if you would allow me.
I can only allow you a taste because we only got a few more minutes, and I'm hoping a lot of other callers can call in. But, you know, if you could abridge it this morning.
Okay, well, I remember Eric Russell, the late Eric Russell.
Yeah, absolutely.
And my memory sometimes fails me with some of the other excellent musicians we had.
W.G. Bain.
In our country. But these men all remind us that we can make our lives sublime. You know, and they left footprints on
the signs of time.
And